In much of America, spring announces its arrival with an explosion of color. Those yellow forsythia flowers start popping out on bushes. The daffodils start to poke their heads through the ground. And the trees around our headquarters suddenly color the landscape with those delicate white flowers. Now, my wife, who I think was a certified plantologist, told me that those are ornamental pear trees. Now, when I asked her about the ornamental part, she pointed out to me that they produce beautiful flowers, and they do, but these pear trees, they don't produce any pears. I guess that's why they're ornamental? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about flowers, but no fruit. You know, God has people in his family who are like those pear trees. They look good, but they don't produce fruit. And fruit is what Jesus is interested in, not just spiritual decorations on the outside. That's pretty obvious in our word for today from the Word of God in Luke 13, beginning with verse 6. And Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went back to look for fruit on it, but didn't find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming back to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" Sir, the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Okay, Jesus is the owner who comes looking for fruit. He is not interested in all our spiritual flowers that impress other people. Oh, it's nice that we can sing his songs and go to his meetings and give to his causes, do some things in his service, put him in our busy schedule. But that's obviously not what really matters to him. He's looking for a life that's producing lasting fruit, not just parading impressive flowers. So when Jesus looks at you, does he see a follower who's fruitful or mostly decorative? When Jesus looks at your ministry, your church, does he see the fruit of changed lives or just the flowers of a busy program and some smoothly running religious machine? Jesus wants to know what lives you're touching for him, what lost people you're introducing to him, how you're investing the talents he gave you in the work he wants done. He wants to know whether you're living to make an impression or make money, whether you're living to make a difference, including the ultimate difference you can make in anybody's life. And that's pouring yourself into the life of a lost person around you so you can help them be in heaven with you someday. What if Jesus came to you, like it says here in the parable, and he said, "I've been coming to look for fruit here for a long time. I haven't found any." I wonder if he would say to you, "One more year. Let's see what you do with these next few months ahead. I'll be back then to see what kind of fruit you have to show for all that I've poured into your life." You can't have any of the fruitless years back, no. They're gone. They're over. But you can decide today that you're going to make a far greater difference with the rest of your life than you have ever made before.
Thanks, Ron. Hey, friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, "I made a difference." You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. That website again, yourhopestory.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.